I took a group from JFS, from a school in England, not such a religious school, Jewish free school, and we went to Poland. And one of the places we go to in Poland is the kever, the gravesite of the Noam Elimelech, a person who was a great lover of all Jews. He was someone who felt the pain and the suffering and the loneliness of every Jew he ever came across, okay? His place, his tombstone is a place where people flock to on a yearly basis. They go and they pray to God in that place, not to him, but to God in that place, in his merit. They feel a connection to him, and he as well connects with his great love to the Jewish people and becomes, as if you will, a lawyer on high for their deepest and most ardently held needs and desires. So we're in this room. I'm sitting there with 40 kids, almost none of which are religious. It's not a religious school. So I said to them, this is a place, and I can't explain to you why it works. All I can tell you is that I have experienced that it works. People who needed Yeshua, they needed salvation, they needed something in their life, and we prayed here, and we experienced almost immediate results when the group prayed for someone. And I said, look, you can pray for yourself if you have something going on in your life, but if you're cynical and you don't believe in it, and you don't want, you know, you don't kind of feel like you need to do that, I said, do me a favor. You know, in this room today, we have a teacher with us whose father is actually going into surgery this morning or this evening. He's, you know, waiting in the hospital to go in. Please, even if you don't believe, just if you wouldn't mind, pray for this person. You have nothing to lose. Anyway, the group was really touched. This teacher is off on the side, very emotional. Her emotion and her pain, it touched the souls of everyone in the room, including those that maybe were a little bit skeptical. We prayed and we sang and people were crying. It was very, very emotional. Anyway, we shepherd everybody out and they all go out to the bus. And myself and this teacher are the only ones left. And she's standing by the door and she almost falls down. There's like a little set of stairs right outside the door. She nearly falls down the stairs. I said, what's the matter? And I can see that her hands are shaking, okay? And she can barely speak. And she says to me, Rabbi, I need to show you something. Before we had even left the room, before we had left the kever of the Noam Elimelech, she got a text message from the hospital where her father was. And the text message read, we cannot understand why, but the doctors have just told us that there's no need for the surgery. They don't understand what happened to the growth, but it is clear to them that everything is fine and he doesn't even need the surgery. So this dangerous surgery that we were praying for, right, this difficult problem, the results were instantaneous. Like we hadn't even left the room and all of a sudden the phone's buzzing. You understand? When you experience things like this and you see what's going on, it's not that I know that God will do something for me. Maybe I don't deserve it. Maybe that's not the plan. Maybe this person's time is up. But I have seen time and time again that God can